With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is nominating State Department spokesman Tammy Bruce for a new role. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
Mr. Trump shared on Truth Social, quote, "I am pleased to announce that I am nominating Tammy Bruce, a great patriot, television personality, and best-selling author, as our next deputy representative of the United States to the United Nations with the rank of ambassador."
The president's Truth Social post continued that since the beginning of my second term, Tammy has been serving with distinction as spokesman of the State Department, where she did a fantastic job. President Trump wants to change how the Census Bureau collects data. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that.
The president has instructed the Commerce Department to exclude immigrants in the U.S. illegally. Writing on social media, he said census data collections will be based on modern-day facts and figures and results of the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump signed a similar memo during his first term in office. That measure was later challenged legally, with courts ruling that only Congress holds authority to define who is counted. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president has ordered an investigation into whether banks have discriminated against conservatives and industries like gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies. This executive order addresses debanking, where banks close accounts or refuse business with certain industries, sometimes the people of certain religions. Mr. Trump accuses banks of J.P. Morgan and Bank of America of doing that. European nations rallying behind Ukraine, emphasizing that peace cannot be achieved without Kiev's involvement. This comes ahead of a planned meeting this week between President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Trump has said the meeting in Alaska on Friday is to discuss ending the war. This is SRN News. The liberal mayor of Hungary's capital has been questioned by police over accusations of helping organize a gay pride parade, one of the several LGBT displays that the government has banned. The Pride March in Budapest in June was the largest event of its kind in the country's history, according to organizers. While the event was illegal, Hungarian authorities say they will not press charges against attendees, but will seek out the organizers. Hungary's legislature has passed a number of laws designed to limit the effect of the LGBT agenda on the nation's small children. A federal judge has ruled that a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest school districts. That's where parents have brought legal challenges on the grounds that the statute violates the so-called separation of church and state. However, the ruling only narrowly applies to four of the state's 237 districts as Arkansas students prepare to return to class this month. This is SRN News. A new report says ChatGPT has loopholes that can give harmful advice to young people.
New research from the watchdog group Center for Countering Digital Hate says that when teens consulted with ChatGPT about destructive behaviors such as getting drunk or high, concealing eating disorders, or even composing a suicide letter, the chat robot gave harmful advice more than half the time. The group says ChatGPT typically provided warnings against risky activity, but when the person stated the information was for a presentation or a friend, there were no guardrails. I'm Donna Warder.
Jen Powell has made history as the first female umpire to work a regular season Major League Baseball game. Powell worked as the first base umpire for Saturday's first game of a split doubleheader between the Atlanta Braves and Miami Marlins. She made her first call in the third inning, worked third base in the second game of the doubleheader. This is SRN News.